something about our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real thing. Yeah, I just, wanted to know what role do you think I've got in the society? And,
In our society?
Yeah.
Society, I think, I don't know.
Hello?
Because I know that, it's been a lot of stories as well.
Uh-huh.
The role, yeah, and the role, who you got down to,
And how.
How to do students, you know? And how.
Yeah, and also how adults and parents, and, also how the roles of our parents and parents.
Mm-hmm.
Our India dancing is, I know this is repetitive, but it's just, very hard, I think, about culture, it's just like crazy. It's all, it's, I guess, like when we play our, you could just feel the spirit, it's just so awesome. Somebody doing with his whole soul, and you could just, you know, we felt a lot of times people are doing that, doing the most of that to speak, and also just the spirit of that. I still can remember, we were just watching Queen, the prominent, like, Sivalok, Queen Sivalok, Kribbin Sivalok, look up who was brought up there. Our dad, Benson Lama, they were, like, they in the world, that's more in the religious, they were always on the top, you know, number one. And I think that has to do with a lot of that. They put their whole soul in their dances, in their songs. And I remember when I was a member, I became a member in the late 60s, early 70s. And I remember starting to go to the practice for mom and dad. Our parents were there, Benson and Rhoda, my uncle. Starting to get the motion for the teacher, how to do the motion. So it has a really strong mental health, whatever you want to call it, it brings joy. It really brings your spirit high after you do all the sweating and dancing. You feel really good. It's just like you're running, you know, or doing your drive. In this book, you know, whatever it is in your culture that just accelerates your whole mind, body, and soul, it's just like that. Super bold? Is that what they call it? Super bold? That is just like that. When your team gets a touchdown, you say, you know, it's that kind of a joy. So, and so I remember somebody had just died around 70 or something like that. And the president of the dance group, Pete Sivalok, was encouraged Eskimo dancing the following weekend. A couple of days
couple of days later. Because it uplifts the spirit of the people who lost their loved ones. So the role of our immigrant family society in our culture, that is the role of the immigrant to uplift the spirits of the people. And when we have a successful way, especially for the captains, to have a wedding festival that's in the Eskimo Mountain. We perform also after the people who send me the blanket house, we call Eskimo Mountain. The festival, they do the Eskimo Mountain. And each captain and their crew members, they go down there, the whole crew, you know, they go down there and down together. And you know who's turning through there. Sometimes they have these jackets where they have their flags, where they have their flags, or the name of their crew on the back of the jacket. Or in celebration, they have brand new parts of this, you know, rough, the wool, wovering. Somebody might have a brand new fur part of it. It's all, you know, the attire is so beautiful. But you have to work hard on it, the making of that part. But that special occasion, and a successful crew member. So the Eskimo dances right now, during the summer, they are performed also for the church. But under the fact that I just whoever is performing in this place, but that's the Eastern church. And as I said, those guys, they're really just letting other people know from other states or from other worlds what our culture is all about. And they do talk about the different dances, the different stories, of the men and women. The men had their particular way. There was a dance that when I first came here, there was a dance for some Vietis or other than some staff members that really affected. And being assertive, I saw this guy being like this. I said, no, you do not dance like that. The men, they have a certain way. They stomp their feet and they go like that. And they have like, ooh! That is, they could do that noise. And then the women, they have to keep their feet together. And also, they hit them. And you keep up with the feet. And it's following your spirit. Can all people dance? No.
Why'd you look at me?
No! I never said that. Even some prominent Eskimo leaders, they don't have the deep. I mean, you know, like, I remember in all my kids, basketball, or just, you know, some kind of a movie. Anyway, it has to do with within yourself, and when I teach other cultures how to do, I tell them just keep up with the beat. It's just like going to a disco dance, just keeping up with the beat, and it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And you should tell who's not in beat.
Like I said, some people can do it. When at all the same.
There was this, Samuel Simmons was one of the few people that just couldn't get it. You know,
it's okay, that's all right.
He said, a reverend at home. And so, and it's all in the beat, in the spirit, of the Philadelphia. So those are the different ways of the men do their own way, helping them, going like that, going with the beat. And I saw a movie that was like in the 20s, 1920s, beautiful. The way the men had different ways of, that the most awesome, you know, that was the original. And some would do certain steps and like, yeah, that's the way, you know, that that should be. And I encourage the young people, whoever is watching this tape, learn the old ways, that they come. Like just going like that, there's different things that they do, and the way they move, and the way they move them. See these things like, it's in that tape, and if you want to see it, you could ask Russell for the team. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I'm pretty sure there are some videotapes. I'm pretty sure at the library. At home we do. We have a collection of videotapes that we check out, especially the latest 2004 or 2005. I think it was 2005. And we had that opportunity to check them out.
What kind of stories, what things do you think about?
The men do the drugs, and the women are in the back. They dance. The motion dances are composed by different people. They tell stories in reference to, you know, the motion dances. And I remember one particular person, Mike. Well, anyway, not Mike, but we knew who was for the motion dance. Ikuwana, or Vansana, or Tumesta. You know who was going to do the motion dance. So, particular motion dance that they do. And then it's passed out like the grandson said, Ikuwana. He passed out, and so his grandson knows that one of these grandsons knows the motion dance. And one of the good things about learning those motion dances, the more young people learn those dances, the better. You know, you can say the dance. And then fun dance, when you don't do motion dances at all, you just go down there. It's the number one tip, we go down. You know, you could recognize that they're singing like, I like that. I like that sound. So you go down there, you go down. And there's, when I was small, personally, for me, another, our group from
cocked all the time, because I was ordinary. And I could recognize those statues that they do. And of course, I go down there. There's a particular song, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. It's wonderful. They compose songs the way they want them. Some are very funny, and some are. The last one that happened to was a prominent customer dancer, and he composed. And he's a really good motion dancer. The late maybe one more. He could tell. He made one, and the last part of the motion one. And we knew what it was. It had to be with the phone. If you come to our citizen, you want to call him, it's your choice. He did make one, and we could tell, of course, honoring the creator. So, the motion dances, nowadays it's okay. We learn from the tape. But I think out of respect, you could ask the family if you could learn the motion dance. But I think during the camera, you could see, like from barrels, you know what kind of the thing that they perform. And then you see somebody else. It's okay, I don't think they have any more restrictions in reference to who, you know, plays them. What is barrel or pointed? But when I first started Eskimo dancing as an Eskimo dancer, I had been taught pointed wooden dance. But that's a good thing. There's no restriction. But out of respect for the one who composed and made the motion dances, out of respect, you're supposed to ask. A long time ago, ask them. And it would be an honor, like, if they said, okay, you have to learn this. But I'm really respected. You have to learn this motion dance. But it was common knowledge for it was from generation to generation. It was teaching.
So this is also
it depends on that one person, and right now I can ask and tell you that we were like, last night we were practicing. I mean, I was into it. I was there watching myself, my sister, myself, my other sister. Some of the ladies were doing that. I'm working for them. It was say the motion dance. So you just they were saying that. And then sometimes young it doesn't tell a story, but you go through that motion. Yeah, and then sometimes within the sound they would say something. With this one particular, Sam was talking about that motion dance. That was a story about like they were doing the dancing. relaxation. In reference to something like that. But that's completely, when they, like one particular story that I know of a person, he was so good at composing, he just laid down and wondered to rest, but he ended up composing a story in just a few minutes. Wow. So they didn't write them. They were all up there. They memorized. That's how it comes to them. And sometimes we, for me personally, it can't get out of your head so you memorize it. Any verse or any code of anything, you know, it stays in your head so you don't forget it. It's the same thing, like unfortunately, it's giving to us. It's a spiritual process. It's giving to them and they can't forget it and then they teach other dancers or other people to. They teach them how to sing. Mm-hmm. All of you are going to perform. It's very simple.
Even if you can't keep the beat, huh?
Even if you can't keep the beat, that's okay. We honor that. It's an international Eskimo dance. Even a three-year-old can learn. It's very, very simple.
Oh. Great, so now we don't do it very
well. Yeah, yeah.
It's a wonderful, easy step. So are we ready for that? Okay. You want to set it up so
yeah,
we could record everybody? But we're not going to force you.
We'll record you and then stand on
this. Okay. In order to do that, we need to make room to dance. Please. But, Oh, you do? Good. You know this one?
Yeah.
Very. So you have the tape going? So you could record all the students?
I think most of you did.
Stand over. Okay, well then you go back.
So the usual is that you're supposed to know for your position. So position yourself where you're comfortable. Usually women are
in
two lines if there's too many. So get in the front,
open your behind the door, guys.
Brave enough. Brave enough.
Women in the back.
No!
That's what
they
say.
Four in the front.
The way Louise.
Okay, I'm gonna be in charge right now. Okay, please. I don't want to do this, but I have to. We need four ladies in the front. Come on.
Okay.
You can easily see over my head. Russell, are we ready?
Do you want me to teach the guys?
Okay. It's the same for the guys and the ladies.
Okay.
It's the same thing. But remember that time when Quen Ho did? They really move a lot. So it was different for Quen Ho to do that. So. Everybody ready?
We're gonna practice.
Oh, I think so.
So when you first start the sound
No, it's not by rhythm of it, which is the high school represents the first black product festival and the elf mother eagle.
It's different from the use of culture. We don't use it when going in that. It's just the same.
And how many times do you do it?
He's going to do the fastest. That means you think about it. and then he gets loud. That's the real death. That's when you really get into it.
Yo ho ho, yo ho ho. Much carry. You're good students. Excellent. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, that was fun, huh? Yeah, that's what I need. When you're all limp burden, you sweat a lot and it just makes you feel so good. You know, anything like that. That is fun. Thanks, Russell. Thank you so much. Yay, Russell! Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's our dancing. Before we close, any questions?
Yes. What is the main difference between Yupik dancing and Nupa? or what's the first?
So you can go, they keep going, same dance, and sometimes they go faster and faster.
You could have five verses.
They have a first verse, and then they tell a story. It's called Basho. They tell them a story, and they go back to the chorus. And then they have another, it's called a Bashram, the second story. And then they go to the Bonsai.
Is that the same motion?
The first, middle, and last are the same.
First, middle, and last? Oh, I didn't know.
The Bashram and the Bashram Nukhya are different motions.
Oh, okay. But
different
it's in stories. The same motion dancing.
Like
right.
If it's about seal hunting, the first bashram will be about maybe going down, getting ready to go seal hunting, packing yourself, going down by that. And then the second bashram will be about hunting the seal and catching it and bringing it up.
Mm. And then somebody will get Pamela! That means do it again? Yeah. Or encore, something like that. I've learned some of your dances. They're just so wonderful. And I'm sorry,
and
you know.
And it depends on the region, you know, you could do things very bad. So like in other region, they have a really old traditional music style of dancing where they don't, where everybody doesn't dance with their friends. All the women dance very well.
Wow. So they have different stories. But the same motion type?
No, different.
Oh, different motions. Oh, okay.
Different stories, different music. No. And then do yours on our
own.
Are there any other differences that you might talk to you about? The main difference
was that thank you so much for letting me understand, because I thought it was fine. Same motion dance, it's just faster and faster. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody likes it, I know you're supposed to have a cameo, like an encore. Yeah.
So many dance
under
the roof of front.
And there's one thing I forgot to mention in the women, you go on the ground, you go on the floor, and then that's the one I was talking about, that there's the story. So yeah, I used to want to say something like that, and that means I'm working that. There's different ways, different motion dances that we do on the ground of the floor. And pretty much all the other outlying villages in our area and also I've seen them do that, like wearing like of course there's point hole. They were getting so many people. They had to split. Some of them had to split up to like three different groups or even three different groups. And like in Anakuri, the Nakahami, the Munami.
How
do you have two different dances, the Northland dances and the happy dances? So it depends on who you want to be with each other. And I was with about the original and the first ever group in the 60s.
with the barrel dancing. It always had been barrel dancing, all the time, barrel dancing. And just imagine Mom and Dad, Vincent and Rodina, in the middle of July, when they had the World Testimony Day music. They would have it outside in the 60s, in the early 60s, and they would be using their fur carpet. Mm. Eskimo dance. Mm. Okay. We have to feel about them dancing in the best of highest level. This is our fur carpet. And one time the president's wife, she lost her carpet. And the value at that time in the 70s, I don't know what year it was, but they valued it at like 20,000. But nowadays it's probably like over 100,000. It's all handmade, it's all for handmade. So in the first time that we ever started Eskimo dancing, a long time ago, they would use the whale stomach or the caribou stomach. And because of the breaking and all that stuff, they always had to replace it. So they started using the
caribou.
And so now my nephew is starting to make some of the whale stuff. I mean the whale stomach. And that's really good. That's really good. Going back to the original and there's always a stick with a drum. You know, to use the rocket. I prefer the old way. Especially when I heard it with a King Islander. Mm-hmm. Wow! The drums were all original. Like, whale, stomach, or whatever. I don't know what they made them.
Walrus stomach.
Walrus. They sounded so beautiful. There's a certain way you're supposed to tune your drum. Because some of them don't sound right. There's a special way of tuning your drum, but the best ever I've ever heard was every man had walrus stomach. Beautiful stomach. Beautiful stomach. So that's why we were up there, number one, all the time, because of that. And we had the original drum. Any questions? Yes. Yes. They just are. It depends. It's like that very strange. You could see in the 60s, 70s video tape, you could see the men playing the drum. It's a delicate drum. You have to be careful, very careful with it. Never leave it in a hot, dry place. You're supposed to leave it in a cool place.
When do they start teaching the old drum?
At what age? So that our culture won't be extinct. And I've seen 3 years old starting. And then I've seen these two cousins starting when they were like eight years old. Yeah. And they still drunk. They still, they're in the elite. They are now in the front room. They start up there. They start out like 7 years old, 8 years old. That's the time I think they'll comprehend your comprehension, your life.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
But 3-year-old can think that.
Like in the school, they're teaching them, and they're teaching them all the time to little people.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I've been, I think it's been that dancer just performed at a banquet last year. Seems like they have white gloves on.
Yes.
What's the significance of that?
It's better to have gloves. I don't know the story, but I feel better wearing gloves. I don't know the original story, but it's always been.
I was taught back at home that it's supposed to wear gloves so that people can't get into your body while you're dancing. So that's why they wear gloves to come to dance. Or that you just start doing gloves.
Ward off that evil spirit wing that's just vested. But I never.
And then, if you'll notice, some of within the new picture, yeah, I know that people don't get this. We have her dance plans that are made of her therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, go like 60 therapy dances.
Wow.
Take off all the negative.
Wow.
That's
important. Does it just say to ceremony? Everything I can remember about it. It's always been very close. Our comfort is one of our very important things of our comfort.
Are your dances different from yours? I know they take on the ways now. There's a fun dance called the Twink at the end. She's good on that spiritual side. I know she can't dance because the song for religious people that has to do with their creator.
Mm.
They performed it at AFN.
Wow.
She came down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the whole thing, but it's something like that. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's talk about this, but I know you said that the men do the drums, but can women drum too?
I've seen men take over in cocktail one time, but they heard words with a beat. Excuse me, but they can learn. They do. If there's not enough drummers, they could just go down there and sit and drum. But they have to know, you know. Otherwise, they get off beat. I think this one was just for fun. The women all of a sudden took over and the men started dancing. I was like, wow! But you could tell they were not together. That was just for fun. At that time. But yes, women do drum.
And when you say motion dances, does that mean that that you're doing motions? Is that why they're called motion dances or drumming?
Motion dances is like what we did. You know, we stand and it's already rehearsed which person is going to be which square. You know, during the rehearsal or whatever.
you see the leader is in the middle or in the right, or not. It depends on, you know, the group. And then the fun dancing, it has, you know, I mean, everybody can perform. I mean, everybody can dance. It's all just, it has nothing to do with rehearsal or anything. It's just go with the
Do
you know any of your
dances
were
in the dancing?
Uh-huh.
Like ballet or
something
like that, or is it always
from? It's always story. But that's an excellent idea. And everybody can compose. Young people are starting to compose. My nephew is thinking of composing a song.
And do you know of any of the families that have, like, their family stories in a dance?
A family story?
Like your ancestors, where you come from, like in a story in a dance, about family.
You just gave me an incentive to really come to understand each Eskimo dance. It has always been Ikuwana knows his song, knows his motion dance, he knows all about it, or Tuvalet knows his song, he knew all about it. These are prominent Eskimo dancers. Kleban Sunek knew his songs, and he composed some of them, and he motion dances to them. So thank you for giving me the incentive as well. I have been thinking about it too, because I'm going back, because I've been gone for like 7 years outside. And so I'm coming back, and like, one of the things I want to do is Ikuwana song, or Tunek song, or Tuvalet song, motion dance. What is it all about? What story is it? Thank you. But there are stories in your motion dance. Thank you very much. Because I don't know, when I was learning, I believe it was just all learning, you know, but motion, not the history of the sound. So thank you.
Are there masks worn, or what is the attire?
The attire, the ones in Daro are the loon, and it's worn during the Bastion. We call it Teluka. And that's another ceremony during the messenger feast, during the Messenger feast, we dance it. It's a box drum. It's a special way of talking. And there's three ladies in the box drum. That is, on the speaker, they control the men that are going like that. And it's a...
No, they're directing?
Yeah, they're directing. Mm-hmm. And then they go around. That one is supposed to be specifically the way it was cut, like that. You cannot do any changes on it. And so, there's a male and a female, and there's a leader. He's like leading the group, and there's a whole bunch of a male and female, you know, one right after the other. And they're going. They call it the Kaluka. They call it the Kaluka. And then they're going, and they have a special song where they go with a big boom. Boom. And there's a special song. There's not only one special song, but there's
different sounds, like Wayne White does it, Carol does it, and we find it. And after that's done, after that's done, and they go out, then those two couples that are together, the leader and the lady behind the leader, dance together. They call these dances they dance, they go. Another couple, they dance, they go. They keep dancing there as a couple and go. But sometimes there's a time constraint that there would be a four people down there. So after that, after all they dance, then the whole group goes down there and they do one group who are dancing all together. And during this kalika, this person controls the people the way they go. You're supposed to go the opposite way. And then there's somebody coming in to take over. With this guy that he's a bit of leader. Whoever get off the feet, just start running to the other. That's what we call
Holocaust. I was wondering if there's any dances that you know of specific to your family?
Yes, there's one. Our dad knows the motion dance. And our mom has composed the song. She has composed the song. Yes, there's our family. Motion dance. took up and took up the prominent one. They were always there. So this is like from the number. The other person always believed in Sinatra and Maria took up Gupta. And then some younger people start doing like Marcus Catholic, and then when I got married, Marcus and I was doing it. So it depends on who is interested and who is committed to learning, committed to learning the ground, learning the sounds, and if they are dependable and reliable, or they can be with a group. And there's no drugs or alcohol. Well, nowadays they don't. When I was in the dance group, there was kind of, after what happened during the trip and everything, it was not allowed anymore. Not dance group. It's illegal, of course. It has to be compatible. Like if you're drunk and stoned and you're not in the same spirit of the day.
So they had, was it at one subject, but they had 100 drummers? And they were on the list, that's all they...
It was the most. The first
time,
more than 100 drummers. But the barrel dance group, the Wainwright group, the Art Castle group, the Cully group, the Point Hope has two groups. Wainwright has, I think, two groups. Just imagine it. Like 9 or 10 groups. And we know the whole, we know the song. All the drummers of those different villages, we got together and formed a circle and had a circle. And I remember us singing together and then running together. It was powerful. It was powerful. And 2005 they did it. Yes, it's on the stage. It's a grand finale. They do it here at the ending of the celebration. The ending of the Nothing But Peace celebration. Different. The song is different. And there's I think pictures are very, you know, they're really good to see. And it takes a lot of work, so you could go ahead and see. I'll allow every individual, if they want to, just go ahead and take it home. Allow that. It's just there as a hand stuff for our folks. And I'm a person.
And then I'll show it to you for our job. I might be composed of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you both react or dance to? You have permission to dance with or how do you feel about it?
During the practice, you approach it. I composed the song. Oh, you did. And then you sing it with a group. And then the drummer starts practicing with your singing. And then you go ahead and if you've already made the motions for it, that's even better. If you compose the motion dance, that's good. But if it's a funding dance, like they say, you don't have to go down there and sit in the motion, but sit in the song, like you have to say. Thank you so much. I have fun. You're all good. Smart students. Smart students. Typical Eskimo trying to talk in English.